This is Passport to Texas. Waterfowl hunters aren't the only ones buying the federal duck stamp. Non-hunters across the state are spending $25 on the stamp to support conservation.
The federal duck stamp, which was never intended for postal use, is intended for wetland conservation.
Parks and Wildlife non-game ornithologist Cliff Shackelford.
And even though it's intended for duck hunters, it's benefiting so many non-game birds. So I recommend bird watchers and nature enthusiasts buy a duck stamp.
Hunting is only one way to use the stamp.
It makes a great gift, and for yourself, it's a great way to go visit National Wildlife Refuges where there's an entry fee. That duck stamp will get you and your carload of bird watchers in for free.
The Aransas National Wildlife Refuge is the winter home of endangered whooping cranes. The land was purchased in 1937 with duck stamp money.
So just 3 years after the inception of the duck stamp, it was used to buy the Aransas Refuge at a time when there were only about 15 whooping cranes left. Now we have a little over 300. And so many other birds benefit from the duck stamp. When we're protecting wetlands for ducks, we're also saving habitat for grebes and rails and common yellowthroats and lots of shorebirds and a lot of other things that are not game birds but really benefit from wetland conservation.
The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.